The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Can't scare you if you're the one singing. Hey, da 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 da. Hey, da 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 da. Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Welcome to Confidently Insecure, the podcast where we are absolutely sure
we don't know everything.
Everything.
I always want to say positively sure.
Someone yesterday called it confidentially insecure, and I was like, bet. It could be confidentially.
Maybe it should be.
I'm Zach Noe Towers.
And I'm Kelsey Dara.
Guys. It's summer. Psst, what's that?
Mosquitoes?
It's an egg sizzling on the
No, I'm going to actually say no, it's not.
No, it's not.
It was bold of you to even attempt the sound of an egg.
God. Okay, it's the jet ski on the lake. It's the...
Okay. I like... It's your bubble guts after swallowing too much lake water.
Yes, it's summer, y'all. Confidants.
Summer. Verano.
I hope you're taking your slut pills this summer. And if you're not, don't worry. We got you covered. We can prescribe them to you.
Yes.
All you have to do is Venmo us whatever you think your slut pill sticker is worth at Kelsey Dara. And if it's international, include $1.49
for shipping. $1.49
for shipping.
Let's round that up to just a smooth $1.50.
Ooh, okay, inflation.
I almost said $2.
Okay,
I think that,
government.
That resonates with my heart more.
Actually, speaking of money.
Bing bong.
Housekeeping.
Wait, because I almost did do it that time. But did we ever get to the bottom of it?
I think you've just
do I just always
done
do it?
Because for even a second, I was like, oh, it's back. But
and
it was
I
you.
Stopped.
Oh my God. Okay.
Okay. Go
housekeeping.
On. Yes.
I am so stressed out about money. And I know we just talked about this off camera, so I don't need to reiterate what's going on. But if y'all don't know, in Hollywood, some shit's going down. It's going down.
We're
in the
yelling
DMs.
Timber.
Help us. Brand deals, which is primarily what I live off, have come to a complete stop. We've just found out from SAG that we can't do Guilty Pleasures movies and TV shows because of the strike.
Wow.
Brands are freaking out about money because just all of Hollywood is shutting down, and
it's a huge economy.
It supplies all of us work,
yeah,
in some form or another. And I am down 50-ish% of income from what I was this time last year.
Wow. Kelsey, she's in tattered clothing right now.
There's flies flying
around.
Okay,
her.
First of all, both of those things you just said are absolutely true. My house is infested
okay,
with
correct.
Flies.
There are flies.
And I'm wearing a diaper short from a thrift store that was like $7.
I mean, girl, you can't spend money like that anymore.
Also, you're in like the most insane yogic bind on the couch.
Okay, turn our listeners on, why don't you?
Zach has his leg folded up with his arms underneath in some sort of bind with his dick just all the way out.
Yeah.
So we aren't monetizing, obviously. We're making no money on this.
I didn't say any of those filthy words. You did.
No, yeah. No, I'm not blaming you.
Someone took a screen grab actually and put it on Twitter of me like spreading my legs on this pod.
Really?
Yeah.
Why didn't they tag me? Said,
oh, maybe because you weren't the focal point.
Couldn't be.
I couldn't be. They were like, look at this. Zach Noe Towers being adorable. And it was me in three different states of like... And anyway, shout
meanwhile,
out.
I've just been maintaining my thigh
jiggle.
Yes, my thigh tsunami every week as much as I can.
I used to be obsessed with, you know how like when you're lifting your leg looks really skinny, but when you put it down, it like flattens out. I used to be like obsessed with like, that's how I saw my body. I'm like, oh, I got to keep my legs like up.
Is that why you've been in this bind on the couch? It's like former body trauma.
Maybe.
Classic.
You're stressed about money. So let's talk about that. Let's walk down that avenue.
You know how I am notorious for starting ideas constantly, new businesses, new projects. I'm always churning.
Methy Kelsey.
I spent a good 4, 5, 6 hours the last 2 days with my good friend / yoga teacher.
Putting together a business proposal?
A retreat.
Okay. Are you scamming white ladies out of money? Because I'm down for that.
Am I the white lady getting, am I scamming myself? Is that what it is?
No, other white ladies. You're not a white lady.
Oh, okay. I'm as white as they come. I put together this idea based around like the contents of my book with it being sort of like a nervous system regulation retreat. But that sounds so insane and mouthy that we came up with like mentally ill bad bitches retreat.
Wow.
And it would be like 3 days, 4 nights of everything from like inner child day where we like have a fucking crazy dance rave and water balloon fights and paint naked. And then the next day is like Reiki, crystal classes, fucking journal prompts, all these different things. And I've been like, I could easily put this together for like 20 gays, days, and she's across the country to come and teach them about like...
Wait, do we cancel girls, gays, and theys?
No way.
Oh, just it's better than girls, gays, theys, and she's. It sounds like cheese at the end, first of all.
Gays, she's, theys. I just cannot say it in the right order.
Girls, gays, and theys.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
Sorry. So okay. Yes, okay.
I'm manifesting this because if it's something that could work and, like, not only could I be helping people, but
making money.
But, yeah, but, like, doing something I love in a way that I don't rely on this industry for money, which always feels empowering.
Okay, I have a couple questions.
Go on.
Is there anything else like this out there, specifically in Southern California?
Not like, we're kind of pitching it as like we've all done retreats that have been very unrealistic. Like you go into the woods and you're like, huh, and we're like, we want to make it something that you can actually bring back into your everyday life, so it's not so black and white, stark contrasty from your real life. And there's nothing with this kind of brand. It's all like women's one weekend.
Oh yeah, this is we're messed up in the head.
Like we're not gonna tell you to stop doing drugs or we're gonna give you like in your gift bag vibrators
I like this.
We're making it more like a fun summer camp weekend
with the goal of kind of also checking healing in with yourself.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, you can come if you're not busy.
I am
busy.
A girl, gay, and they. I like to think I'm a nice mix of the three.
Okay, that's my housekeeping. Yours is very funny because I just want to tell the confidants in our notes section where it's housekeeping. You said, got fucked, yelled at someone over a parking spot, which are
two separate occasions.
I don't see a space. You know what's happening there? That's you got
me.
Fucked?
I sat on a dick.
What? Zachary!
I didn't.
What?
I didn't intend to, which I, okay.
What do you mean you didn't intend to?
Not like I tripped or anything, but does this resonate with anyone else where you go into like a hookup or something with one like idea of it and then it just morphs into something else?
Like
it,
every time.
It can go, you can have a good idea and it morphs into a bad idea. This is like, okay, this is, I'm going to do this thing. I'm excited. And then it accelerated.
Just for context, I think we need to tell the confidants, you have not had penetrative.
I haven't gotten railed. That's the technical term. That's what I would tell a doctor. Haven't gotten railed in probably, oh my God, maybe like pre-pandemic.
Oh my God. And this is, I'm screaming not to be like, what? That's crazy. Because I knew this about you.
Yeah.
But like, you've, it's also not bothered us. No. I'm including me in this journey.
We've been very fulfilled. Kelsey and I
never
have both
been happier
very fulfilled
for you to not be getting fucked
with mouth and hand stuff.
Honestly,
yes.
And like we've been very like pro this movement for you.
Yeah. Oh
so
my god. Yeah.
That's why I'm screaming,
dude. I'm screaming too.
When did this happen? Why did you call me a man? Your fresh butt. Your fresh bootied butthole.
My fresh bootied butthole. It. Yeah. What can I say?
I'm screaming.
This man has a boyfriend, which is my type exactly. They're open. I say that because they're open.
Yes.
And
you are open without a partner.
I'm open. I too am in an open relationship with the world.
Exactly. Thank you.
He is so cute. He came over and he was so like sweet and like good.
You
manners.
Met on
Grindr.
Okay.
And we've been chatting for a long time.
Hold on. Very quick pause. You just scraped something off your foot,
no.
Twirled it between your fingers, and then tried to flick it onto my carpet.
No, it was not on my foot. It was.
Oh, okay.
It's a piece of lint, though. It's probably from your home. Don't change the subject. I'm putting the lint where you can find it.
Thank
later.
You. Num, 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 num. Okay, so you met on Grindr. You've been
Grindr
talking for a while.
A while.
Okay.
A while. And usually it's just very conversational, very cute. And then we got really flirty this past week. And then this is another sign, a good sign. We like put it in the calendar, the hookup in the calendar.
Ooh, my kind of guy.
To do like mouth stuff. And he is an oral top. Like he's a top, but he likes to like suck dick and eat ass a lot.
That's nice. That's very verse in my opinion.
Yeah,
very flexible.
Like, you do. There are tops out there who do not like to suck dick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to whisper it so we don't get demonetized.
But go on.
The robots can't hear me. I smell it.
The robots. What if we
just talk like that? It doesn't do shit to my voice.
What if that's
how I actually sound and that's why it's not changing it? Anyway, so he came over, we kissed, he's in this will go far with me. Excellent kisser.
Dude, a bad kisser will stop me from fucking
all
you.
All of a sudden, I'm like, we must be related or in something. Like, God doesn't want this to happen. He's putting up a roadblock. Like, everything about this is like, no, 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 no. But everything about this was yes, 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 yes,
yes.
And he had like this like nice muscular body, beautiful, manageable
cock.
Wiener is the technical term. And we did the oral stuff. Yes. And then I was straddling him and kind of like grinding. And yeah, I sat on it.
Wait.
Stop. You got to turn it off because that was so unexpected.
That was an absolute accident.
Wait.
Oh my god, I'm so giggly. I feel high because you got laid. I'm so excited. Okay, wait. Hold.
Hold.
Hold. Hold. So. Do you tell him, hey, I kind of want it in my butt. And it's been a while.
I said, well, this is graphic. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
I said, do you want to like tease my hole? And he was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he was doing that. And then
I
took it past teasing.
Insertion.
Yes, yes.
Insertion.
But he was like, and that he continued to be general. And he's like, oh, are you sure? You're okay? And I'm like, yeah. And then like, yeah, this is the other thing. We did not like fuck for a long time.
Why? Okay, you can say fuck.
No, I can't. You need money. You need money. I can't.
Okay,
I can't
fair.
Be the reason Kelsey
fair.
Dara
is
needs
poor.
Money.
Fair enough. Okay.
You buy me too many meals and stuff.
Stop.
I Venmoed you for pizza.
I saw
okay,
that,
okay,
and
okay.
I was like, "What's happening?" Zachary Venmo me for pizza, which has never happened in the entirety of our relationship, unless I've prompted it.
Yeah.
Are you just feeling rich?
I'm feeling abundant.
I love that for you, and I'll take it.
Yes. I should pay you more.
No.
Okay. So. Oh yeah. We did not for a very long time.
But you didn't fuck for a very long time.
Yeah. But I like, I did, I, we did have sex
uh-huh.
until I like came and I did it on his face.
You did it on his. How did you,
Because I was straddling him.
Oh, you're facing him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Not reverse cowgirl.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I mean.
Sometimes.
Not when you're getting to know someone.
See, that's actually my starting position. And I'm like, don't look at me. I don't want to look at you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm like, I'll turn around when I'm ready. When I want to see your fucking face. When I want to get to know you.
It's like the dating game, but like Bachelorette number one.
Bitch, you could switch it up. I wouldn't even know. I'm such a reverse girl. I love doggy.
Is that because it makes you able to concentrate on your pleasure?
No, I just like the position. It's comfy for everybody. I think it's also sensation-wise the best for me.
Okay, because you can't see what's going on.
No, just the way my cooter is built. Okay. Likes it from that angle.
Nice.
Coming from front is not the same as coming from behind.
Agreed.
Yeah.
What if the wiener's a different like angle, though? Does that change things?
Listen, I don't discriminate. You know what I mean? I'll try it all.
Sure.
I'll let
you just see what like yeah. what works.
But like traditionally, I'm starting with doggy.
So I love...
With a stranger. Let me make that
with
very
a stranger. Only when I'm fucking strangers.
Yeah, because when I'm doing it with people I care about, I'm like, give me all that eye contact. Look at me.
I mean, I love sitting on a dick because I can control how much of it goes in me at
what
speed.
Oh, well, that's more like a medical thing.
Yeah. It's safety first.
Yeah, wait. Speaking of safety.
Uh-oh.
I know that it's a rampant, common occurrence in the gay community to not use condoms because everyone's on PrEP.
Correct.
Did you use them?
We didn't use a condom. Get this. So not only is PrEP involved in our sexual escapade.
Post is also involved, right?
Well, DoxyPep,
which you told us about on this
two
podcast,
pills you take and
after
it's 85% effective in
insane.
Keeping an STI from
blooming.
Happening.
That's incredible.
I feel this is also the type of man who I think would be very upfront and honest if he were to get a test result in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah,
and I get tested regularly anyway, and. Yeah, so I felt very comfortable and safe.
I can't wait for that for straight people. But then again, straight people be lying. No, but they'd be lying. And they wouldn't take
gay guys
it.
Kind of be lying, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Straight men?
People be lying.
Also, and like even I've run into some girls recently in the peripherals that apparently haven't been tested in like a year or like many months. And I'm like, yo,
you
this
gotta
is like
fucking get tested.
It's like get my period, get my Carl's Jr., get my STD test once a month without fail.
And this is the thing. In most cases, you can find a free service that will do it.
Exactly.
So there's no reason. And the results get to you in like 24, maybe 36 hours. Yeah.
You got to get over the shame. Go get tested, y'all. Wait. Oh, my God, dude. Okay. Obviously, I want to see a photo.
Of my butthole?
Yeah. No.
Before and after.
This is pre-doxy prep.
Yeah.
This is post.
I will absolutely show you the guy.
Can I at least describe him to the confidants?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Okay. Also, this feels so in line. Oh, he's so cute. Oh, my God. He's so cute. Okay.
You can, I think, swipe.
He is currently standing in front of a toilet stall in this photo, but that's not important.
Wow. It's called a gym selfie.
Oh, in the toilet?
You wouldn't know because you don't go to a gym.
I literally went to one this morning, eat my butt. He's like got a very Italian stallion moment happening.
Yeah.
He's also a lefty because he's wearing a watch on his right hand. He's got very nice gym shorts. It's giving tall, not tall, but like dark
he's
and
six
handsome.
Feet.
Yeah. I don't know how to go to the next. Oh, there we go. Oh, he's fucking cute because he's got a good. Oh, good body.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he looks like the. Oh, he looks like the dark version of you.
What?
Like the very your butt.
Oh, I mean, yeah, we both have butts.
And oh, what? Fantastic peepee.
Yeah, it's a good peepee.
That is such a nice peepee.
And this is so graphic, but like it was very like hard. Like I was
good.
Like. I was like, either you're happy to be here or your body works really well or it's both.
Yeah.
And I'm here for it. And he was just sweet. And then this is a big thing in the gay community. I don't know if this is in the straight community, but after hookups, when the person goes to leave, I think it says a lot if they hug or kiss. Mm-hmm. And we like made out for a second at the door.
You should.
I agree.
But
a lot of people are like, well, thanks for the oral. You know what I mean?
They're just trying to get their nut off and bounce.
Yeah, I think so. So which, like, this guy, fine.
Yeah,
of course.
If that's your thing.
But
not
I'm just saying it's more points for this guy that he was like cute and sweet and good kisser.
Do you think he'll do it again?
I hope so. I felt very comfortable with him.
Oh my God.
And I felt like we had good chemistry.
Dude, this could not have been a better episode for this because this is like the summer dating, the summer of hookups.
Yeah. Summer loving. Maybe the episode's called Summer Lovin'.
That song, that whole play feels problematic in the musical or whatever.
Besides being played by 40-year-olds.
Yeah. I'm so happy for you, dude. I like literally want to like call Sir and tell him.
Aww.
I got to tell somebody, my sister. She'd be thrilled.
Yeah, tell whoever, really.
I'm just going to send him this podcast.
It's good. Yeah, I forget sometimes that we have release this to the world. Sometimes it just feels like us talking.
To be fair, this is just how we chat.
It is.
I just go at more rapid pace here, which brings us to our next segment of
TikTok
Yours sounds so much more fun than mine, so let me just get mine over with.
Wait, no, mine kind of has a darkness to it.
Oh,
yeah. So should I go first?
Well, no, because I don't know if mine's as good.
But even with mine having a darkness to it,
yours sounds more entertaining.
Is yours more light?
Yeah.
Okay, then let me go first.
Okay, go.
The origin of the hot gay body.
What does that mean?
So, like, you know how gay guys like are obsessed with like being fit, and like alpha gays are kind of like the gym bro, ripped, testosterone.
Yeah.
Well, before the AIDS epidemic, every gay guy type had like a seat at the table, like big bodies, small bodies, you know, hairy bodies, smooth bodies. Everyone was very commingled.
Yeah.
But once AIDS happened, healthy, fit bodies were the only way to show that you were like healthy. So,
oh my God. Even though that's absolutely not true.
Yeah,
but they
it
just
spurred
said,
the whole like, well, and like for sure, like people were wasting away who had HIV and AIDS.
For
so
sure.
Like guys who could maintain muscular, massive bodies
meant you weren't sick.
And you're right. It's not the truth anymore, or probably then either. But it was like a signifier that like, oh, I'm going to pick that guy over that skinny guy. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy, but it's so sad that that's where it stemmed from instead of what I thought it was, which is that men are just like perversely more obsessed with their self-image than women.
Well, that's absolutely, you've heard before that the male gaze is on
so
other
much
men.
Worse. Yeah.
Like the male gaze is like
they're
men,
worked out.
Yeah.
For
men
other
look
men
out. Yeah. They're girls. I don't think care that guys have like lines going up the side of their like thighs and like the back has like muscles in it. No,
no.
But guys are like, damn, that bro lives.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, I don't hang out with very many straight men at all these days, but when I do, they'll always be like, man, that guy's calves.
Mm.
Just naturally gifted.
Actually, I'd like to reach out now and hear from any of our straight male listeners.
Hey, the three of you.
Yeah.
Go on. I know every week we've given you a little room here at the pod.
Yeah, we kind of like also spit in their face a little bit. Which some of them like.
They love it.
Yeah.
To be fair, the two straight guys that I ever did sexually spit in their face, they were straight guys.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I've ever told this story ever, but when I had sex with a guy in Ireland on my birthday, he was so fucking hot. Dude, so fucking hot. And I took him back to my hotel room. I kind of like cuffed him up with the sheets. He was like, hit me. And I was kind of being a little rough with him. And he's like, spit on me. And I was like, okay, like patooey, you know?
Yeah.
And he went, more. And I was like,
no.
Yeah. And I was like,
and he accepted that?
That's what he wanted.
He wanted a loogie?
He wanted me to hawk a loogie on him. File it under why, straight men?
As someone who has had their mouth spit in.
Oh, all the time.
The concept of someone hawking a loogie and then spitting it into your mouth, that makes everything flip-flop inside me in a bad way.
Freaky.
Did he have a big dick?
It was nice.
Yeah, Irish guys have big dicks.
He also still always watches my Instagram stories, which is so funny because this was like 8 years ago.
Wait, I want to see this person.
Okay.
You don't have to show me this second, but
he's a school teacher, which I think is so
cute. Oh my God.
I know.
A school, Mr. Oh, Irish likes to get spat on.
I just now realized that his name and Sir's name are almost identical.
You better be careful. You're going to give people enough to figure it out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you think this girl hawks loogies on him? I don't think so.
Well, I don't know. That could be his fucking sister for all I know.
No, I think they're romantic.
Well, good for him. It's been 8 years. He should be over me by now. Maybe he never forgot. Okay, that's a really good TTTTT.
TikTok.
Mine is, I'm actually just going to play it.
Yeah, talk to your friends. You can go through a simple little exercise, which is find a friend who loves you and you love them. Somebody who at 3 o'clock in the morning you would take their call and you know that they would take yours.
That's you.
Do not do this with family. Aww, not do this with a girlfriend, boyfriend, or spouse. Those relationships are too close. Do this with a best friend and ask them the simple question. Why are we friends?
What would be your first answer?
Oh my God. I mean, I've always felt like a kindred spirit.
Okay. Well, that was better than what I thought it was going to get.
I'm going to look at you like you're crazy because you're asking them to put into words a feeling, which is very hard for human beings to do. They're going to probably say, I don't know. Why are you asking me this? And then you stop asking why and you start asking what, because it elicits rational answers. And you say, come on. What specifically is it about me that I know that you would be there for me no matter what? And they'll hem and haw, and you can't help them. You can't let anybody else help them. You have to let them sort of struggle through the process. And they'll start describing you. I don't know. You're smart. You're funny. I trust you. Yeah. And you have to play devil's advocate. Great. That's the definition of a friend. You have that with lots of people. What specifically is it about me that I know you would be there for me?
I'd start to turn at this point.
And again, they're going to go through this a few rounds, and eventually they'll give up. Eventually they'll give up and say, look, I don't know. All I know is, and this is what my friend said to me, all I know is, Simon, I don't even have to talk to you. I can just sit in a room and I feel inspired by you. And I got goosebumps because I had an emotional reaction to something that they said about the value I have in their lives. And if you do this with multiple friends, they will say similar, if not the exact same thing, because the thing you give to the world, your why, is the value you have in other people's lives. So the way that you find out your why, the way you find out your value, is by asking the people who value you. To go on the pursuit by yourself and go sit on a mountain, you don't have objectivity of yourself. But other people who love you and care about you with all your warts and everything, they can tell you why they want you in their life. And that is the why, that is your value. That is your why. It's the space you fill in their lives, which is why we're not friends with everyone.
Okay, so I play that to say that I often struggle, especially right now where I'm like not financially the same as last year. I'm not working like the same. Is I'm always like, do I even like bring value anymore? And I spend so much time with myself asking that question that I never once thought to go to my friends and be like, actually, why do you value me? Which is a weird question to ask, yes. But the idea behind it is so true. It's like the people that value you can tell you your value.
Well, first of all, I've always thought of you as like having access to money, but I've never
I'm trying to
tie all this together, but I've never thought of you as someone like who brings money. That's not
my
the
value
thing I think
isn't
of.
Money. Yes.
Also, so I was just like, okay, Kelsey, you know, does well with money. Like, let's leave it there. You also though, and I think this might be specific to you feeling this way now is, you have told me multiple times that you were shown love by gifts and monetary things, and you do that to show people.
Correct.
So, like, of course, the one thing you use to show love is, like,
struggling
right now. It's less. Like, it has a parallel.
That totally fucking checks out.
But as a friend, I will say that you are an instant, like, vibe check for me to see, like, to bring myself onto the Kelsey Dara vibe, like on up to raise my frequency to that.
Bitch, that is so not true. It is you. I get in your presence and I'm like, oh yeah,
see,
this is how I'm supposed to be.
This is why we're good friends.
Okay, that checks out.
Because we both see something special in the other one.
The value.
Yeah.
I totally see the value in you.
And I've always said this too in multiple ways, like nothing stands between you and getting something done.
Oh yeah.
It's just, and that's, I don't know if you understand how rare of a a call of a, an affliction that is.
Truly, truly, it's painful.
I mean, so many people not only just talk, but then they hit one roadblock and they call it quits. You're fucking leaping over hurdles.
I'm like building the roadblocks and jumping over that. Like, this is my own doing.
No, not at all.
That's very kind. I totally didn't bring this up to get compliments, so I appreciate the compliments and I will accept them with gratitude, but also be like, no, but also you. And you also just pointed out something so good that, like, I'm struggling with money, so I feel like I don't have value to other people right now, which is like you said, you've never seen me as a person with money as my value. No. So you're like, nothing's changed about our friendship or time hanging out. No. Whereas I feel like, am I providing enough to be valuable to people or even to myself? Right. And it's like, bitch, I've got a roof over my head. Dude. I can pay my fucking rent. I'm eating. I'm taking care of my animals. Like,
it money stuff will never end. It's just going to morph. So the more I think you can lean into this feeling and just acknowledge that it's a feeling.
Yes.
And it's temporary.
Yes.
And like, that check's going to come. Like, yeah, like you said, like, or I have to like reframe what my idea of success or like monetary success is. And maybe that's like not being in debt, or maybe it's that I have enough to live on. If I don't make one penny from today, I have enough to live for like 6 to 12 months. You know what I mean? Like, that has to be my, that has to be my idea of success. And then like, you're right, anything on top of that is because you are in the top, you've got to be in the top 5% of the population, not only the world, but like the United States for sure. Like in like,
that's crazy to think about, because I think of all of my friends as being like astronomically wealthier and more successful than me.
But you have to think about people who make like $16,000 a year.
That can't be real.
It is.
Not in Los Angeles.
I mean, who maybe clear that? Yeah.
What?
I mean, think about it. Like gig economy people who are like putting together lifts and like Grubhub shifts. Like, it's rough. But like, someone told me once that if you make $100,000 or more, you are in the top 10% of earners in the United States of America.
But that's not true anymore. Like, to specific to Los Angeles, if you're making $100,000 a year, you're barely... Like, I think below the poverty line in Los Angeles, isn't it like,
I'm terrified of whatever you're going to say.
I want to say, isn't it like 40,000?
That makes sense. Yeah. That actually makes sense. I thought you were going to say something like 80. And I was like, okay, well.
But I think that's not crazy to think like double that is technically out of, but you're not like thriving in Los Angeles with $100,000.
What's thriving?
You know, this podcast is supposed to be about summer fucking and loving and dating. So we're going to wash this away and we're going to be right back after this.
The weather is getting warmer, so it is time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now that I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from 30 doll hairs, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
I can confirm this. I'm actually wearing Quince pants right now.
You are.
They are so, they're loose, they're breezy. These babies have a button, a fly, drawstring, and elastic in the band. So I can like, I can dress them up, I can dress them down.
Yes.
They're the perfect pant for summer, and I'm really comfortable as hell in them.
Honestly, I am wearing the Quince 14 karat gold earring loop right now.
Oh my God.
I know. I think it's so cute. It does not tarnish. It is so comfy, and I have sensitive ears, so I'm really loving this for my body. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Kelsey for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Kelsey to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Kelsey.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Oh my God. Okay. I've shifted the narrative. Money flows to me. I'm wealthy. I'm abundant. Zach is coming. He's still holding on to his foot. He hasn't let go. This is about summer loving, baby. Anal. Zachary doing anal is the topic for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
You brought a fun little list
yes.
of summer date ideas because yes. we need to be out here this summer safely. If you're immunocompromised, you have immunocompromised people in your life, still be careful about COVID, all that jazz, wear your masks.
Or if you have really bad allergies, watch out.
Yeah, it's bad out here for a player.
I got knocked down a couple times in the past few weeks with like allergy stuff.
Seven months in, seven sinus infections for your girl.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a bad year.
Damn.
We're only halfway through.
You're going pro. I am. Okay, so summer date ideas. And by date, I think this is just like showing love and affection to anyone, yourself, friends, you know, a partner. Like, you can do any of these with or without someone.
Love.
And it doesn't have to be romantic.
Yeah.
So the obvious ones are, the obvious summer dates are picnic, mini golf, drive-in.
Okay, hold on. I love this because this truly is, like, we're talking about summer loving. This is something you could do with a partner, or you could take your bestie hot yeah. friend and go pick up bitches doing this.
Yes.
Okay, picnic.
Yeah.
Nothing says throw your frisbee over here and come fucking talk to me
oh my
like a picnic.
God, you bring a dog maybe, and dogs are just dick
chaos.
And pussy collectors.
Especially Hippo. We oh know my. Hippo is a man's
See,
dog.
Honestly, and Hippo would be great for a picnic situation because unlike walking through Pride where mm-hmm. you're like,
stopping
really?
Yeah. 5 seconds.
You have like a home base and people can come to you.
Or he will see one thing and go chase it. And yes. I'll be like, oh, I'm sorry. My dog. He's off leash. I don't know why.
You throw a piece of ham on a hot guy and then just watch the chaos.
Also, like, girls do love Hippo too because yeah. they know he's a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Mini golf.
Mini golf.
Love a little competition.
Time? I actually kind of.
Should we go?
I kind of want to.
We can go to the Castle Place in Sherman Oaks.
Oh, my God.
Let's do that.
When?
Tonight.
Okay. You never want to be the first person to suggest something because the other person goes, I have three screenings to go. You know, like, they're, like, busy and, like, you're not. So you're like, but when are you free next?
I know. I'm waiting on two booty calls for tonight, and neither of them have given me straight-up answers. So let's go mini golf.
Are they cisgender males?
One is.
And the other is a female?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Wait, what are you fucking high about, Zach? Because I know in your sick twisted little comedy brain, you're going, huh, no one wants
to. No. I was,
no,
okay.
Neither wants to fuck you.
If they were,
damn.
If they were both like cis straight guys, I was going to be like, is it hard for girls to get sex?
Some, yeah.
Because, like,
I'm my own worst enemy.
Two, like,
no brainers.
Holes in one.
My goal is to have DVP this year. And I'm manifesting that, baby.
I feel like.
You think it'd be
Sir
easy?
Down
Sir
for...
is so down. It's finding another dude that's down.
To rub wieners inside a vagina?
It just.
Grow
like...
up. I'm speaking to the men of America. Grow up. It's your two dicks passing in the night. In your favorite location. Get a life. Let your balls touch for a second. You're not gay.
Funnily enough, it's actually we've offered to buy men. And they've been kind of the ones that are like, yeah, sounds cool. And then like they don't follow through.
Wait, to buy them with money?
No, buy men. Bisexual men. Oh. They exist, Zachary.
I don't know. We haven't had a bi man in 75 years.
I've never seen one in the daylight. And drive-in.
Okay, I did drive-ins during the pandemic. Did I ever drag you to one?
They're I like, thought I dragged you to one.
No. They're like all 45 minutes outside of Los Angeles, California. But there are drive-ins like...
Except Santa Monica Airport. That was a good one during the panini.
Oh, I didn't know that I did that. Wait, no, was it really expensive?
Probably not.
Okay. The drive-ins I went to were double features for like... $12.
And you go to a concession stand and it's like $1.50 for a bag yeah. of M&Ms. And you're yeah. like, this what? Is the America what? I want to live in.
The thing with drive-ins, you can pack it full of your favorite foods.
Yeah.
So So you're just like, I never went to the fucking concession stand except to pee.
Well, then how do you hit on anyone?
Oh, I was just kind of going there for the movies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever take a date?
Yeah, I went on a date. I went on a date there.
Once?
With a man who had children. And like, you know what's so crazy?
What?
Is I was journaling at the time and I was like asking for like a man like him. Like he like, and he totally appeared in my life and like he liked me a lot.
Yeah.
And that like freaked me out. And I was classic. Like, I'm sorry, universe. You heard me. You delivered. And I was not.
Careful what you wish for,
I was not as ready as I thought I was.
I still have only gone out with one guy that's a father of a grown teenager that I know of. And it was not good.
Teeth.
The teeth.
I mean, y'all floss. And I'm looking at you again, straight guys.
And he was the one that like texted me incessantly following up being like, hey, so why didn't this work out? You practically begged me to kiss you. And I was like, oh sir, that doesn't even that's not even getting a response. I straight up ghosted him because he was like, why didn't this work? I'm cool, tell me, but also fuck you, you fucking
wait
bitch.
wait, now we have to talk about this for a second. There's no part of you that thinks like you should say it's about oral hygiene?
You know what? I would probably do it now. I think at the time I was like, dude,
you were
fuck
a different
off.
Person 4 months
yeah.
ago.
Now I think maybe I would just be like, hey, you know what? I was thinking about you.
Do a deep fucking clean
yeah.
on those candy corn you got in your mouth.
And I think I said this before. The crazy part was, is his dad was a dentist.
Oh my, you see that? You can't write that.
Because he probably didn't have a good relationship with his father, is what I'm assuming.
You can see it in the teeth.
Yes. They told a story.
You don't talk to your dad much, do you?
Dog, when he said it, when he's like, I don't have a good relationship with my father. And I was like, because he's a dentist. And now they make so much sense.
Rebelling.
Yes.
That's fucked up.
We have to move on from this man. Okay, he doesn't deserve our
time. So these are my fun.
Ooh.
So you can enhance those in various ways. What? What? You know, some people hate, I bet, that we get laugh a lot.
I just saw one of your suggestions.
Wait, what is which one?
No, go through your list.
Okay.
Go through your list. You made these up to enhance summer dates.
Yeah. So a tie-dye party.
Love that.
So you get all like the white pieces of clothing that you like or whatever. And then the cutest part about this, besides the fact it takes a while for them to dry and stuff, then you have something to remember that date by.
Yeah, and you guys could wear them out matching.
Yeah.
Okay, now please go to your next one.
Okay, I stand by this.
Just to be clear again, confidants, this is to enhance your sexy summer date ideas.
Okay, it's a fast food 3-course meal. And so you like... You
get up early.
No.
You go to breakfast at McDonald's.
No, it's one meal. Three courses.
Okay.
So the first course is an appetizer.
French fries.
So, sure. So maybe you get McDonald's salad. French fries and a Coke.
Okay.
Next one is entrees. Go to Taco Bell. Go to Crunchwrap Supreme and a Doritos Locos Taco. And then third is dessert. And maybe you go to Wendy's for a Frosty.
And you shit your fucking
Yeah, but you do it together.
Yeah, let's put an asterisk on that one that you're only doing with this with someone you're very comfortable pooping in
Listen,
front of.
Confident bottoms.
You're not bottoming after this.
I want to hear your support of this. Fast food 3-course meal. It is cute. It's fun. It's flirty. You're in your car together with the AC on.
God.
You're flirting and talking. And maybe you're kissing between French fries. You're Lady in the Tramping French fries.
I can't imagine having sex after having McDonald's French fries, a Coke, a Supreme Wrap Crunchwrap.
Well, maybe you have sex before.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I'm back
on. Conflict resolved.
All right.
Okay.
Next.
Kiddie pool on the beach. You go to the beach with a kiddie pool. You blow it up.
Okay.
You fill it with pillows and blankets.
Pillows and blankets?
Yeah. And then you have like a little sunset thingy in the kiddie pool.
I have so many questions.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought this was going a different direction. I thought you were putting water in the kiddie pool, using the kiddie pool as a blow up on the water, kind of your own.
Well, that would be psychotic.
Okay. Then I thought... Pillows and blankies, why not just bring a lounge chair? Not as comfy?
The kiddie pool is like inflated and comfy. It's
okay.
Pillows and blankets. It's like a little cuddle puddle.
Oh, so it's specific to being cuddled with in.
Yeah, I think it's like a sunset
activity. You're right. Because sometimes being on a blanket on the sand God, is no. like, too much sand.
No, this like you have like a backrest and you have like, you get snuggled
Where'd
up.
Where'd you come up with this?
I just did a little bit of research.
I love it when you research.
Well, you know what's funny is actually I went to like the 60 best summer date ideas and they were
bad.
So lame.
Go get an ice cream.
I exactly. No. Bowling. Oh, I never
do
thought
that
of
every
that.
Tuesday.
Yeah, it's like, what are you talking? These are not imaginative original. At all. Yeah. Yeah. And to be fair, me and a guy, oh my God, me and the drive-in daddy did a tie-dye night.
Me and Sir did a tie-dye night. No, wait. No, we didn't. That was my ex-boyfriend. Whoopsies.
Whoa.
But I still have the shirt. Reminds me of him every time I wear it.
Okay, so this is a scavenger hunt.
Okay.
Where you're kind of competing against each other.
That's I love a competition.
Yeah, but it's like on foot around the neighborhood.
Love
so it's like
that.
Find a donut. And then it's like, well, okay, you can't laugh at me when I just give an example off the top of my dome. Don't even pretend like
Where
you wouldn't want to find
are
a donut.
You finding a raw donut on the grass
no.
in suburban neighborhood.
No. I have a donut shop that's open until 3 a.m. right down
okay,
the street.
Okay, so Los Angeles. Okay, and you mean in a closed container such as a donut store?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cuter.
Or like find a used condom. A raw condom.
You bit my lip. Okay.
Okay. This next one, I think I was running out of steam, but a nap date, and you need air conditioning to do this.
Oh my
God. I was just thinking of like, there's nothing better than like the AC on blast and you're like in bed with like pillows and stuff, maybe some TV on. And a fuckboy once convinced me to have a nap date and it was actually really cute and fun.
Did you fuck?
No.
Wow.
But we made out. And that was nice.
That's kind of cool for a fuckboy to suggest napping.
Well, this is the thing. Maybe he wasn't a fuckboy, but when he suggested a nap date, I
you
was
were like,
just
say you want to put it in.
Yeah,
me.
How dare you, sir? I am 10 years your senior. I've been around.
I know
I've
this
been
date.
Here before.
Yeah, I've napped with many ACs.
And then this one is truly just something I think would be cute. Childhood snack party. Where you bring the snacks that you loved as a kid and they bring the snacks they loved as a kid. And you have like a little like, this could be a way to enhance a picnic, I guess. But like, you know, Dunkaroos or like whatever your Gushers.
Fruit roll-ups.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh. I have that as one of our inner child exercises for the retreat is childhood snack lunch.
Brilliant.
I really like that one. And then you reminded me of one that I would like to toss into the ring.
Yeah.
It was going viral on TikTok for a long time where you go to Target with like four prompts where it's like get something of
oh my
the
God,
other
their
person's favorite,
favorite
color.
Yes.
Their favorite
snack.
Drink. Yep. Like a total surprise.
Like, What'd you pick?
Yes. Yeah. And then you come home and you trade with each other.
That to me is definitely something you do with like someone you know well.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
you could make your own version, like something that reminds you of them.
Totally.
Something that you'd like to put around their peepee.
I was gonna say yes. Their like, favorite personal lubricant.
Yeah. It's something just a little more spit. Fun. And then it's kind of I did this with my ex, and like if we saw each other in the store, we'd be like, ah, get away! Don't look at that. Like it was like
wait,
a fun.
You went there together.
Yes.
And then you checked out separately.
Yes. And then we like got our bags and we went back in the car. We drove home and we were like, hee-hee-hee-hee, don't sneak. No
oh my
looking.
God. I miss him. I'm kidding.
We miss him as a friend.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy is we were supposed to do like a whole bunch of dating summer advice questions from you guys written in, but I think we only have time for one.
We talked about anal too much. Never.
Never a thing. But let's do a dating no filter segment.
Okay. Okay, truly sorry to whoever wrote in this question.
No, it wasn't for someone in particular. Okay. This one is complex, which I love for us. Here's my dating no filter story. Me and my boyfriend have been dating for 8 months. It's definitely been rocky, and I thought for sure after a recent fight that it was completely over. Okay. As I'm crying my eyes out over the breakup, I went to a girlfriend's house to have some wine and talk. I was in an angry stage and letting all the ghosts of the relationship out of my closet. I revealed that my now ex has fetishes such as pegging and built a machine to peg himself when I am not there. I don't know why I told her this. This is not something that bothers me about him at all. I was just angry about the situation and word vomited. My friend completely kink shamed him and made me feel awful. I know for a fact that she's told other people this, and I don't know what to do. What makes matters worse is I've been talking with my ex about the possibility of us getting back together. I feel like I can't talk to my friend about it in fear of judgment. I don't know why I told her. I feel stupid and have so much anxiety over it. Signed, ashamed, and afraid.
So that sound was kind of appropriate.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, so I have so many thoughts. Off the top of my head, this, you must be a very young person. Because in what world are they telling people that it might, like, get back to him? Like, wouldn't it be a very secondhand story? Like, oh, my friend was just dating a guy who loved to get railed so much, he built a fuck me machine.
I don't know that she's worried about... Well, like, I think she's worried about his secret getting out to other, like, being told to other people. Not necessarily that it's going to get back to him, just that, like, she exposed private information of his. Sure. And obviously her friend kink shamed him for it, so it's maybe she's not exactly in, like, a very liberal environment.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, well, that damage is done. Mm. The only thing you really can do is probably tell the guy, and hopefully he... respects that you told him.
Sounds like what she's searching for is, like, do I tell him that I said this? And she said she can't really talk to her friend about it in fear of judgment. So, like, she can't even talk to her friend that kink shamed him because she's afraid that she's going to be like, why are you getting back together with that fucking machine
fucker? Here's an overarching suggestion. Don't be friends with that person. Yeah, they're done. We don't kink shame.
The only thing I could think of, and if they're really truly your friend, you could talk to them about this, is maybe in solidarity they were mockingjaying back.
Sure.
Like, oh my god, because if you were like, and he fucking pegs himself,
he's basically gay. Blah, blah, blah.
And like, if she was echo chambering you, I think you could bring it up. Like, hey, I feel really stupid that I said this to you in such a shameful tone. That maybe, like, but if you really do think she's judgmental, yeah, that friend ain't it.
Well, here's the other thing: you're like thinking about getting back with him, and you're like kind of. It sounded like she was dreading, or they were dreading talking to the friend about getting back with this person. So. Why are you dreading that conversation? Because you must have not liked him in various ways. Like, is that more her judging herself for getting back with this guy?
Ooh, I love, put that thing down, flip it and reverse it. Yeah. Be a mirror to yourself, baby.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if I avoid having a conversation with someone, it's because they're going to say something I don't want to hear.
You have to forgive yourself if that's what you want to actually do. If you actually want to get back together with this person, you have to forgive yourself for going back.
Yeah.
Because then that's going to make it so much easier for you to stand up to any friend, kink shamer, whatever. That's going to be like, you know, like, if I was about to tell you I was getting back with Jared, I know you would like sit me down and be like, hey,
we need to
chat. Talk. And it would come from a place of love.
Yes.
Not like, throw anything in my face.
Right.
So
right.
You're right. Maybe this is a younger person or just like a very conservative raised.
Yeah, I guess I'm just like, there's a world in which, like, if I told someone that my ex liked doing something, but they didn't know who that person was, then I wouldn't be worried about like confessing that, I don't
think. But maybe they know.
But it sounds like they like have used first and last names.
Yeah. Or they all know each other. That could totally be possible.
Yeah. And the other thing I guess I want to know is, like, with this ex of yours, like, how open is he about this?
Doesn't sound like maybe that open.
If he built a machine.
First of all, that's thrifty as fuck. Can you build me one?
Yeah, I would love that. Those, I think they're like a couple $100.
But like, if you DIY your own, she said he built himself a machine. That's incredible.
To die by dildo. Like, that's a Final Destination movie I do not need to see.
You're right. Okay.
Like, just spend the $200. I'll give it to you, Kelsey, if you need it.
I'm struggling that much. I can't buy my fucking Sibian.
Wait, what's it called?
A Sibian?
Sibian? Mm-hmm. Is that
That's
Greek?
The girls. Yes, it's Greek for pussy vibration machine.
Pussy destroyer. But I'm picturing the same thing, right?
Not the wheel one that, like, shoves it in.
Okay.
This one's like a vibrating saddle.
Oh.
Yeah, with, so like, usually a dildo in it. It's the woman's version of a pegging machine.
They should make those yoga balls that people sit on vibrate, like in the handle.
I could just imagine you just bouncing on it. That actually makes a lot of sense.
Right.
Does that exist?
Maybe. Hello, sharks.
Okay. I want to get to the main point, too, of like, she sounds like she has so much anxiety about it because she's holding in a secret that is a secret about someone's secret. And I think... Sweet, sweet baby listener, I do think that if you do get back with this person, you need to tell them that you said something.
Yeah.
And you have to prep for that backlash. But I think the way you can present the information also can have a lot to do with. But I think the longer you are maybe getting back together with this person, the anxiety is just going to build.
Also, to piggyback.
Yeah.
On that, I've been like losing words. I'm so scared it's dementia.
Welcome to my whole life.
Okay. So... piggybacking on that, if and when you tell this ex, and if you guys are getting back together and you tell him, I think kind of chopping that friend out is the perfect bridge to be like, in a moment of strife and grief, I was looking for someone to talk to. I told this friend, they kind of betrayed me with what they did with the information.
And I'm no longer friends with them.
But I feel like you were a casualty of that. And I'm so sorry. I thought it was someone I could trust. Mm-hmm. And it turns out I can't trust them. And I'm sorry you had to find out this way.
And I'm sorry that I betrayed your trust to begin with.
Exactly. And I'm going to fuck you in the butt so good.
Ooh. And that's the other thing is also sometimes we take the trash out for a reason. Make sure that this person is really someone you want to get back together with. Don't put yourself through all of this. If you're never going to see them again, bitch, who cares?
Yeah.
If they trash, leave it outside.
Totally.
But please write back in and let us know what happened.
Yeah.
I really actually invested and would like to know the results.
Me too.
Zachary.
What?
Do you feel that?
Is that the end?
Do you feel that sweat? Do you feel that drip? It's summertime, baby. What are we doing inside? Podcasting. We need to go outside. We need to get that summertime dick. We need to get that 98 degrees Fahrenheit dick. We need to be popsicle licking on that dick.
Yeah.
We need that Sandy Poonanny dick.
Ooh, that was confusing. Mini golf, but no mini dicks.
No mini dicks.
But no shame. You got a mini dick.
No shame. We don't kick shame here. Confidants, go outside. Go enjoy summer. Get that summer loving. You deserve it. Rate this podcast 5 stars. But if you're not going to rate it 5 stars, please don't rate it at all.
Don't rate it.
Because we're sensitive. Hey, if you want a slut pill sticker, give us your monies. We love you, honeys.
I'm headlining Chicago Zanies September 7th through 9th.
Oh my God, Chicago. I want to come. I love Garrett's popcorn. Someone send me some. Okay, Confidant. See you next week. Bye.